Today is the last day that we're considering the light in the darkness of a broken world. Open up to Psalm 90. It is the one psalm written by Moses in the book of Psalms. In it, Moses is honest about God's anger over sin and the wickedness of man. He's also honest about God's compassion for sinners and his unfailing love. Moses would know. Moses got to see God. Moses was given by God the first prophecies to record about the coming Savior. But God also showed Moses something else. He showed him the day that he was going to die. You see, Moses had led the people of Israel for 40 years in the desert, and they had come right up to the point of getting into the promised land. They were right at the border. And God told Moses that he wasn't going to be the one to lead his people into the promised land. Instead, it was time for him to go to heaven. So Moses said goodbye to his people that he loved and had guided as his own children in the desert for those 40 years. And then he went to die. But before he died, God did something awesome for him. He took him up onto a top of a mountain that overlooked the promised land called Mount Nebo. And there he showed Moses everything that he was going to give to his people through Moses' work, through all those years marked with pain and sin and death. And as he looked, he saw the promised land, a land filled or flowing with milk and honey. He saw the streams and the rivers. He saw the fields and the flocks. He saw the very place where God would bring the Savior of the world forth for his people, for you and for me. He saw his whole life's work was going to mean something. And as Moses closed his eyes in death, he knew that what he did in this life, it mattered. Well, sit with Moses on the top of Mount Nebo for a moment and listen to him as he prays. He says, "May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. Unless judgment day comes first, you're going to die. So am I. The houses that we've built may come down. The bank accounts that we've filled to the top may bottom out. And you know what? That's okay, because eternity with Jesus is better than anything we have here. You know, I've had the privilege of spending a lot of time with people who knew they were dying, but who knew their Savior and knew that they were going to heaven. For as much as we talk about some of these topics now, when I'm talking to them, they don't talk much about how nice their houses are and how they love them, and they don't talk much about how their bank accounts are doing well or the great vacations that they took. No, instead they talk about the joy that they have that they're going to be in heaven with their loved ones. See what really matters in your life. See what makes your life really matter. See your children telling their children about the love of their Savior. See the house of worship that you supported with your prayers and offerings, filled with people you've never met and will never know, but who are all there and who are all fellow saints because of the work that God has given us to do as his church, as his people. See the last day when God will gather all his saints together into the true promised land. See that, and you'll see God's compassion. See that, and you'll see what lies beyond the darkness.